come from the Lord.
Come from the Lord.
Whatever I
need. Whatever I need. Come from my God. All of my help.
My help.
My help.
My help.
My help.
My help.
Come from the Lord.
For the
give that choir another round of applause. All of my help come from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
by Sister Kennedy Woods, and Sister Pearl is going to do a video. But we want to just say to all of you all on the front row, we didn't get everybody's name on the video. So next year, this is our first year with the video. So next year, if you don't see your name on there, it doesn't mean anything. You know, we just overlooked the name, but we will build the names on next year. So thank you, Sister Pearl, for your effort and all that you do. Let's just give Sister Pearl a hand clap of praise, because she does just some wonderful and amazing things with that video. We don't even know, but anytime we need her to do a little video, a little slide, she's always humble and saying yes, and she does an outstanding job. So we just want to thank God for her. Come on, Kennedy.
To our survivors, cancer can touch you, but not your soul, neither your thoughts nor your heart. There is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something tomorrow. Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into light. May God truly bless and keep each of you.
Let's give our cancer survivors another round of applause. Amen. Well, I won't be too long. I think I see one of my former students back there, and I won't call her out. A lot of them say they don't come to my church because they heard that I make them stand up. So I'm just going to call her name. I'll let her know that you didn't come in under the radar. That Colonel Martin has an eagle eye. Amen. A little Destiny Young. Amen. Don't stand up. Just raise your hand up. Amen. Praise God. One of my students who just graduated here this past year. Amen. I'm not going to preach. I want to talk this morning. You have your Bible. Turn to a very familiar scripture, pericope, that is found tucked away in chapter 21 of John's Gospel. You'll find that, thank you, that after Jesus had been crucified, he resurrected, walked around with his disciples, sat down and ate fish with them. In fact, he was the chef. And the Bible tells us that he was the one that fried the fish. Amen. And then we find nestled away in this short pericope, verses 15 through verse 17, you'll find these words.
I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. I'll read from the screen. That's King James. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, this is John speaking back. I mean, Peter speaking back. Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lamb. He said to him again, second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, if you read the New Living, the New King James, or the Living Translation, it says, tend to my sheep. King James just said, feed my sheep. You tend to them, you're feeding them anyway. Amen. Then saith he unto him a third time. And now by now, Jesus getting on Peter's nerve. Lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, you mean to tell me you're going to ask me, do I love you another time? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou know that I love you. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Y'all may be seated. That lesson, that passage should ask the question, do you love him? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want you to ask your neighbor that age-old question. Old neighbor, they may not be that old. Old neighbor, do you love Jesus? Now, you can answer them back if you want.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Free from sin, because from sin.
Free from sin.
Because
of the blood.
Testify one more time.
I am born.
I'm born again. Free from sin. Because
of the blood.
The blood still works.
Still works.
And it will never.
Thank God for the choir. Thank God for each of you on today. To our associates, as Smith and Coleman, to Sister Armstead, and to Sister Smith, Minister Wise, our Deaconess, all of our members, especially to those who are visiting with us, we thank God for your presence. So good to see Sister Tasha and her daughter. Amen. And we're just grateful to God that he's allowed us to come together one more time. Now, we started off a few Sundays ago preaching about how to profit from your trials. Coming from James, that told us to count it all joy when we fall into various temptations. Now, the only way we can do this, first of all, we need to realize that all of us will have to go through some things in life. when you recognize that we all got to go through some things, because Jesus said in the world you're going to have some tribulations, then we'll be able to count it all joy. And he said the testing of our faith also produces patience. Amen. Then from Mark chapter 4 on last Sunday, we talked about the fact that we saw Jesus calming a stone. We talked about the fact in part 2, if you want to learn how to profit from your trials, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. And you encourage yourself by saying, this too shall pass. Just like all the rest of the stones came and go, this too shall pass. On the day, on this last Lord's Supper, we come to the conclusion of the matter. And we call your attention to John, Gospel chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Amen. John chapter 14, 13 and 14. Amen. I didn't see Sister Coleman. I thought she wasn't here. Amen. Amen. Bless your spirit. I'm going to just pull these two verses, and all this has to do with us being able to count it all joy and encourage ourselves, because it's all about a name. And verse 13 and 14 says, everybody got it? And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I want to talk just a little while with your prayers from the subject, there's something about the name Jesus. Let me begin by saying that I borrowed this subject from Rance Allen's song entitled Something About the Name Jesus. And he goes on to say, it's the sweetest name I know. But not only is the name sweet, but the name of Jesus is all powerful. And so in the text, Jesus says concerning his name, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. Not just to show off his power, but more importantly, that the Father may be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. And so when we ask God for something, we need to make sure that we are asking so that God can get some glory. And so Jesus goes on to tell us, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. And my brothers and sisters, I just have to tell you that there's power in the name of Jesus. But ever, you know, many times when we pray silently and inwardly from our hearts because God knows and hears our very thoughts. And there's nothing wrong with silent prayers. But, you know, every now and then, Reverend Smith, our Heavenly Father wants us to break the silence. Because when we don't do it ourselves, he'll drop something heavy on us. And whenever he drops something heavy on us, we'll find ourselves breaking the silence. Because many times we pray silently when things are going our way. We pray quiet prayers when the burdens are not too heavy. But when things get heavy, when things get rough, you might find yourself walking even by yourself and holler, Lord, help. You may be even walking with somebody and just say, Lord, have mercy. Because sometimes God wants us to break the silence. But you see, we must understand that God is our Heavenly Father, and he loves us one and all, but every father likes to have a conversation with his children sometimes. But many times we get caught up in what we got. In other words, we get so caught up in the blessings until we forget about the blesser. We get caught up in the creature comforts and forget about the creator that gave it. And so whenever that happens, God will make us break the silence. Let me ask you, is there anybody here who had to break the silence? In other words, you were saying little cute prayers and you weren't saying very much. But when things got rough, you didn't care who heard you pray or how loud you prayed or where you were, but you just said what you needed to say to God because you decided to break the silence. But then also sometimes when we really are going through it, and it seems as if God has put in a deaf ear to our prayer, we'll find ourselves actually begging God. Because you see, whenever you beg God, we are saying to him, Lord, I'm in need and you have what I need. And so, Lord, please, sir, have mercy. But now when you beg, that means you keep going to him over and over again. Because God doesn't always answer our prayers the first time. Perhaps because the first time we were not really serious about what we wanted. Maybe we were just calling on him because the Bible said men ought to always pray. But when you get serious about what you want from God, you will not stop at just one prayer. You won't stop at just calling him in the morning, but you'll also call on him late at night. You'll talk to him when you're riding in your automobile. You'll talk to him in the bathroom. You'll talk to him in the living room. My brothers and sisters, you'll find somewhere to beg the Lord, because when you beg him and you beg him right, somebody here know what I'm talking about. He will hear and he'll answer prayer. I remember the first time I heard my grandmother crying and begging the Lord late one night, and she was crying and begging so loud she woke me up. I got scared and started crying myself. Went into the room where she was. She was on her knees crying and begging. The room was dark. I was trying to see who she was talking about. And I said, Big Mama, what's the matter? Who are you talking to? And she said, Big Mama, all right, baby. I'm just talking to the Lord. Go on, go back to bed. Go to sleep. Big Mama is all right. And I believe I was about 5 years old when I heard for the first time my grandmother begging the Lord. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when the going get rough, you'll find yourself begging the Lord late at night. But even more, Brooke Crowell didn't get so bad that you'll even beg the Lord in public, and you don't care who here. I'm reminded of a man, yes, Lord, called Blind Bartimaeus, who was on the Jericho Road, and somebody messed up and told him that the crowd you hear keeping all that noise is being led by Jesus. And when he heard that, Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And you know, when you call on the Lord, somebody always want to shut you up. Because everybody don't want you calling on the name of the Lord. But they know that the Lord will hear and answer prayer.